Ahoy, K-Rock.
Steve.
Hello.
Steve, it's Choppy. They did it.
Hello. Hello.
So I will gladly take you up on your offer. I will fill any mail opening.
Hey, ho, 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 ho.
I can't believe it.
Hello, hello, who is this?
They let me go. Steve.
Steve? I don't have Steve. My name's Stan. Hello? Hello? There's no Steve here. No Steve.
God.
There's no Steve. Hello?
Oh, this is Stan. Oh!
Who is this? Is this you? Is this you, Joffrey? And there's proof right there, crying like a baby.
I was trying to reach my friend Steve, and I must have scrolled up
it
or
happens,
down
right?
My phone.
Steve, right next to Stan. I want you. I want to be out of your phone. Don't even have me on your speed dial
there
on the phone.
My favorite.
You want to hang up and call Steve so you can cry to him? Because I don't want to hear you cry.
Uh-huh.
You want to call Steve? Do you want to call?
I really need a friend.
Really? They did it, didn't they?
They did it.
Any mail? What did you say? Any mail? What year? Boy.
Well, I was calling
Steve.
My
butt buddy.
Buddy.
Your butt buddy, Steve. Yeah. Butt buddy. Steve.
To see if they had any mail openings that I could fill.
Mail openings? What?
I lost my job.
Did you get laid off? Fired? What kind of job? What kind of job did you have? First of all, I didn't know you worked.
I wish I got laid off.
It laid off, not laid off. First of all, Joffrey. And I'm going to try.
What don't you understand?
I'm going to try to.
I need work, and I am willing to fill any mail opening.
In what line of work?
I'm a man.
Yes,
I
now.
Need work. So I will fill any
people.
Mail opening.
Oh, that is just so disturbing.
Do you have any mail openings?
Not for
there?
You. No.
Do you know how unfair all of this is? It's like my whole world is crashing down around me.
Joffrey.
Because you know why they did it?
Why?
Because I'm a good person, and they don't understand.
Start from the beginning, Joffrey. What were you doing, and what did you do?
Well, let's put it this way, then.
Okay.
Where I work.
Yeah, huh?
Up until just a few hours ago.
Right.
I had to wear a blue vest.
You had to wear a blue vest, so you had to wear a uniform.
Uh-huh. With a smiley face.
A vest, was it like a light blue vest and a yellow smiley face that you get pinned up there?
Uh-huh. Hi, my name's
I get where you worked.
It was like a big box.
Right, I understand that. So what did you do? How can you get fired from that?
Because I took it upon myself to try to make a difference in this godforsaken world. And I said to my coworkers,
yes,
where I was very popular.
I'm sure you were, especially with some of the male coworkers. Never mind. What now? You said to some of your coworkers.
I said, you know what? It starts with us.
It doesn't.
We need to save Mother Earth, and we need to go green.
You need to follow the instructions of your boss.
It doesn't just mean in your personal life. It's everywhere, and including the workplace.
Leave that.
All of the environmental waste.
Oh,
I was just trying to go green.
What did you do?
I
would fire you, too, for just being you. But why did they fire you? How dare you take it upon yourself at a big business like that? What did you do?
I incorporated some of the practices that I do in my own home.
You shouldn't.
I do not flush my toilet until the bowl is full.
Don't talk like what are you...
Water is our most precious resource.
That's not green. That's unhealthy.
And they accuse me of on the seat.
the men's room where they have urinals, you
and
stoop.
And what they end up firing me for. This is so embarrassing.
What did they fire for, Joffrey? I would have fired
you
already.
Improper disposal of feminine sanitary napkins.
What are you doing with feminine sanitary napkins, you... Ow!
Because I have a problem.
What's that problem, Joffrey? I can name off about 20 of them, you sick bastard. What?
Why are you calling me names?
You are the... I don't know what you. I don't know what you are.
You're worse than them.
But I am. They should have fired you, you stupid ass.
Well, they did fire
me. That would have fired you too.
I thought you were my friend.
I'm not your friend.
Or I've got the paper here.
Yeah, what's it say?
Improper disposal of feminine napkins.
Okay, stop. Now stop.
You have been warned three times.
Three times. Stop it. Let me try to understand.
Every month, the same thing. And this time they said three strikes and you're out.
Yeah, I would have had you out a lot. What are you doing, Joffrey? What? Listen carefully. Stop your whimpering, your whining, your crying. You're stop it. Stop it.
Stop being mean.
Just stop. Well, let me add one question. I have one question. And do you say... Don't me. Answer the question. What are you doing with feminine napkins? What are you doing being worn and written up three times? What are you... Those aren't for men. What are you doing with them?
That's very private and personal.
It is not when you're at a public place of business jamming up a toilet, filling it to capacity, and then throwing in napkins. Oh.
You asked me a question.
And I want an answer. You said it's private.
You must know. Oh, my God.
Oh, stop your crying, you big baby. Stop your crying. Man up for once in your life.
It's something that I have come... to refer to.
I don't want any cliche or story.
Company as my monthly visitor.
Women have monthly visitors, not men. You're not a.
I have a monthly visitor.
Are you a woman?
Hell no.
What is your.
Why would you say that to me?
Do you realize how sick you're sounding? How twisted and. You got fired for a good reason.
I have a condition.
What is it?
A monthly visitor, and if you insist on being so crass, I have a hemorrhoid flare-ups that occur about once a month, and it's so embarrassing. I remember the first time it happened when I was in junior high school, and it happened in gym class.
Stop your crying. Stop your crying!
My dad gave me this book called Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
I don't want to hear it!
I did not intend to be on the air. I was trying to call my friend Steve.
Right, who understands your condition.
But since I am on the air, if there are anybody that knows of any male openings that need to be filled, I will do it. I'm not proud.
You know what? I don't care about male openings. I don't care about that. Nobody is going to hire you, Stoogie.
Because of my monthly visitor.
That's one. Go to a doctor. You know what? I'll be the first to admit it. I had a hemorrhoid problem. They prescribed me something called Procto Cream. It fixed it. You don't.
Well, they claim that's why they fired me, and I also refuse to wash my hands.
You're disgusting. Number one.
Water is a precious resource. I don't think I'm trying to be a good person and save Mother Earth.
You're not trying to save Mother Earth. You're contaminating it. You're contaminating it.
Are you there, God? It's me, John.
No. He's got headphones on right now. God's got headphones on. He ain't listening to you. Let me explain something to you.
Oh.
Hey, are you listening to me? You're not.
I'm bleeding.
Oh, shut up. Let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a piece of advice that your friends, whoever they are, your friends that hang out at the nude beaches that like to go around schools and all. Let me give you a piece of advice. Number one, you listening to me? Are you listening? Shut up and listen.
Shut up.
Number one. Go to a doctor for your hemorrhoids. Don't use feminine napkins. Number two, when you get a job, do not take it upon yourself to go and suddenly go green. You follow the employer's instructions, you dumbass, so you don't get fired. Do you hear me? So you're lucky. You're not going to find work. I wouldn't. You know what? Go find a work with, like, some kind of freak show, sideshow, carnival that goes around the country. Because nobody's going to hire you.
And they accuse
me. Shut up! You shut up!
They found a bunch of poppers in my locker.
Goodbye, Joffrey. I don't want to hear anymore. Don't hire him. You're done.
Go, go, where the fashions are. Go, go.
Hey kids, it's back to school time. So when you want to look super cool, go to Stan's Clothing City. It's where you'll find all the mod styles for guys and gals who want to be part of the in crowd. Be with it. Don't go back to school without first going to Stan's Clothing City. Check the yellow pages for the location near you.
Go, go, where the fashions are. Go, go, where the savings are. Save more on family clothing. Go, go.
To Stan's Clothing City.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
two men licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to broadcast on public airwaves.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
R-A-D-I.
Oh! Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Jeez. You know, he's got a Saturday show this Saturday, 8 to midnight, and I'm worried with him just working a little sound effect button board. You know? Like I say around here, Pascal, I need speed, and you ain't providing it.
You just got it, bro.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
How does everything move around on a day-to-day basis?
I noticed that.
Because the chief engineer was in here, I could be mistaken, but I know how to look at a control board. I've been doing it for a while. Looks like we're back to normal here. The control board is in the position that it should be in, that it hasn't been in since Tuesday.
All right, well, I'm moving my equipment into positions that it should be in.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. What an important day on the show today. We're going to have some smiles and tears today.
Smiles and tears?
Yeah. Cheers and jeers.
I don't know that I want all that. That's too much emotion. Let's just keep it down the middle.
Today on the books, this is the last official day as D-Train as our producer.
Oh, man.
Last official day on the books. It's not like he's going to be a stranger or anything. This is his last official day.
You've done that, so now that means he has to come on and make a statement, right?
Yes! And it has to do with the Seminole Hotel and Casino in Immokalee.
That's right, Stan. Pardon our mess. The Seminole Casino in Immokalee is now the Seminole Casino Hotel in Immokalee. When you come out to play, why stay the day when you can spend the night at the Seminole Casino Hotel in Immokalee?
Woo! Oh, I'm going to miss that.
And we're shocked and saddened.
We are, and,
we're going to welcome a new producer.
We allowed D-Train to tell the unvarnished truth about all this, or do we have to put a happy spit on it?
No, we can tell the
truth.
That's
why I say,
all right.
Smiles and tears.
Oh, okay, so is that coming up later, or are we doing that now?
I don't know. I don't know when it's going to come up. Well, did you find out anything about what I got to
No, I haven't yet. He's not in the building.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, I know what he's talking about.
You sure?
Yep.
You sure it's not something different and you're off on a wild goose chase?
Snipe
hunt? I hope not. But with him, I never know.
D-Train, how many years have you been with us?
5 years, 8 months.
Now, is that a real count or is that the Beasley count where they tried to rip you off of like a year?
No, that's the real count of me being a Beasley employee.
Those
obviously, I work for you guys.
Those are the marks on the wall. He's being marked. He puts
that's
a scratch mark.
Yeah, that's what
day.
I want is the
like
marks on the wall.
So.
Yeah, obviously, I worked for you guys 3 years before then, but yeah.
Whoa.
So, obviously, there is a long history at the Stan and Haney producer's position.
Uh-huh.
We started out our producer emeritus, Jokey.
Yeah, well, we kind of like were inherited a producer when we went to the afternoon, and he walked out.
Well, he had to.
Well, he was going through a change.
Yes.
Sex change, yeah.
Oh, no, not that. No. I don't count that one.
He was. Do you realize that we went. Came on in the afternoon.
Well, he was sabotaging us.
I understand that, but we came on in the afternoon.
I don't count him
April
as one.
1997.
No.
And he was here till about June.
I start with Jokey.
Well, then that came in 1998.
Because he's the producer emeritus.
Yes. He was the first, you know, our handpicked producer.
And we went through so many. There were some good guys and there were some bad guys.
Yes.
But ultimately, when we got Tommy aboard to take care of things,
right.
That was a golden age.
Yep.
And Dave, what, you were associate producer?
Yeah, yeah. What I did is I, you know,
associate too.
Yeah. No, I called people, bro.
Yeah, you stood around.
Kind of like how you have friends and you have associates.
Yeah.
Well, he was an associate.
Dude, you gotta admit, I was good at BSing the, you know.
You were good at following.
Public relations.
You were good at following Tommy's instructions.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then Tommy passed away, and we sort of wandered through the wilderness for a while. We did have H.W., I thought, was a good guy at the time. He's turned into something else.
Oh, yeah. And then we had Lem for a while.
Yeah. Not bad guys.
No.
But
then we had
losing,
somebody else that was just, I don't even know.
No.
Don't even, that name
don't
won't
mention
even be brought
it.
Up.
But it really hit us hard when we lost Tommy. And we had some people that tried to help us along there. But then when D-Train came aboard, it was like, okay, we're back to the golden age.
Right.
This guy,
we found our guy.
He knows exactly what to do. He gets the show. And so a couple of weeks ago, D-Train approaches us and basically turns in his notice. And, of course, I immediately thought, okay, what did we do to piss him off?
Oh, we didn't do anything wrong.
It turns out, although we may have done plenty to piss you off, that wasn't why you
Correct,
had to tender your resignation.
Now, long story short, back in 04, my father and I started a business. And we were chugging along like everybody else did. And then 08 came, the bubble popped. After that, you know, we still held it together, but times were tough. And then, fast forward a few years, things were staying steady. And then through one cause or another, this job came to me and I took it on because I needed the supplemental income. And at the time, my girlfriend was going to school to become a teacher. And so she had to work 6 months without paying. So I needed a way to try to maintain our household income. I didn't exactly maintain, but it was good. Long story short, 5.5 years later, the business is booming. The economy's coming back. My parents are getting older. Basically, it was...
And they'd like to retire at some point.
Yes, and basically, a decision had to be made. Either I had to make a decision, or the universe would have made a decision for me. And what it comes down to is...
Be careful you don't knock Don Jr.
He's fine. Basically, what it came down to is, At Computers is now going to become mine. My parents are going to work for me. But I can't put all my time, energy into making that business successful if I'm here 5 hours a day.
And that's completely understandable.
And the thing that I think people need to understand is that's what you've probably been trying to do for most of the time is to make everything work, which means you would end up on weekends and nights and like before the sun came up.
Yeah, during the winter time when season's booming, when all the businesses have money to pay for special projects, that's when we get all of our business. So I would work from 5:30 until noon at Computers. I would come here until 6. I would go home, grab my daughter, and we would go out and run wire and install servers until 11 o'clock at night.
And this is why.
And he had to work here during the Obama years. What he made here would pay for the individual mandate because he couldn't afford health insurance.
That's true. Yeah. And this is why Dave, over the past couple of years, was supposed to learn that position because it was a difficult time for D-Train in season having to go and handle his business, let alone be here. So we thought Dave could learn it. He couldn't. So
the time has come.
Come on, man.
Hey, let him talk.
This is really about him.
It's not about you.
So the time has come. I have stepped down from my role as the daily active producer of your show. I'm still going to have a relationship with you guys. I'm hoping to be here once or twice a week. I'm still going to do your Facebook page, the website, and all that stuff as well. Maybe I'll be a little bit more productive version of Dave in some way, but there's no way that I can continue to do this daily. And so
will you still be doing the podcast? Because that's a lot of work too.
I will still be doing the podcast up until the point username stops working. At that point, I'll reevaluate. As long as I have access to put it up, it'll go up.
And will you please introduce the person that you hand-trained?
Behind the scenes, D-Train has been training this person for a couple of weeks
and
now.
And then we got to take a break, but introduce him. A couple of people yesterday heard his voice and wanted to know who's that. Please introduce him.
Very capable young man.
Yeah.
Real quickly, over the past couple of years, we've had interns in here try to learn my job, and they said no way in hell. So Haney reached out to some people in the audio industry. We need somebody who already knows how to edit audio, plus the benefits of comedy and all that stuff. And so you guys, I have heard throughout the week, you refer to him as Junior for a very good reason.
Yeah, Randy, this had to kind of, this whole arrangement had to strike you as bizarre.
So Haney reached out to Randy. Randy said, I got the perfect guy. His name's Don. Well, for those of you who haven't caught on over the last 5.5 years, I'm D-Train because my first name is Don. So, okay, that's funny enough. Don's coming in to take my place. Don shows up. He's 6'5". Same height as me.
Just younger. Yeah, younger.
A little bit younger.
My last name starts with an A. Unbeknownst to me, I found out three days later, new Don's last name starts with an A.
Yeah, don't take it personal or anything. It's just, take it as a compliment.
And so your new producer is 6'5", his name's Don, his last initial's A, and so you guys have turned that into calling him Junior.
Hey, you're the one that wanted to leave. We had to find another one.
Don Junior, welcome aboard.
Ahoy, John. Woo!
And we're going to take a break. We're going to have fun today.
And we love D-Train. You never know what's going to happen, but he's family.
Yeah. Absolutely. And of course, Dave, I'd like to say your family. I'd like to.
He's the uncle we don't talk about.
But you yourself, this is another big day coming up.
No.
Because tomorrow you got a show.
You know that's my nephew. Ask him. He'll tell you.
Yeah, he'll tell you.
Damn right. That's my uncle.
More free stuff.
Shut up, man.
Get you free stuff.
Oh, really?
I got it. We're in the business of taking lives and saving virginity. Or is it the other way around? F*** it. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday edition. And already the texts coming in of best wishes and then also welcomes. Let me go down a few of the texts that we have received just after our last break with the announcement that D-Train is going to be on to bigger and better things with his own company and our new producer, Don Jr.
Mm-hmm.
let's go down a few of the texts because we got a bunch of them. So sad to hear D-Train is leaving. Best wishes.
But he's not leaving entirely. He's still, he's in town. He's around us.
Also, Don Jr., good luck. Ahoy, fellas. Sorry to see D-Train go, but how about the new guy being called the New Deal? ahoy, boys. Sad but happy for D-Train. Does Junior understand his financial obligations as producer, i.e. supporting Dave the Waterman? see, our listeners know.
Well, D-Train's been working with him for a while.
Good luck, D-Train. You'll be missed. What else? What does this one say here? Welcome aboard, Junior. Sorry to see you go, D-Train. But good luck for you. Here's a D-Train. You're a good person. You'll be missed. Congratulations, D-Train. Good luck, and we'll miss you. Signed, Tony. Guys, wasn't Dave supposed to learn how under D-Train?
Well,
another opportunity gone by.
Shut up, man.
I'm just reading.
And he's not going too far because he still has his podcast and the Waterman and D-Train show.
You know what? He's our friend. I'm talking about the listeners on an everyday basis.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay?
That.
Sit back. You don't understand the radio business.
All right, man. You know what, bro?
You don't understand the radio business.
You know what? I've been waiting for this today.
Okay.
And I've got a gift for you.
What's the gift? Because I got to do the grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug. He's leaving the studio in the middle of a show again.
He spent his hard-earned money on a gift for Stan.
Did you buy this?
Yes.
Actually, I did.
Let me tell you something.
On it. I spent my last $3 on
three
this.
$3.
And I just got
to... Wait a second. Why are you buying him gifts before you repay me?
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, you know what? You owe him money. You know what? $3 ain't going to pay back what you owe him or me or D-Train.
Stan, this means a lot to me, going to you, and I really appreciate your friendship.
To Stan, with love and all your support. Thank you for being a true friend, Waterman. Yes, he wrapped this up with printing paper.
Well, you know.
Do you consider yourself a true friend to him, Stan?
No.
Oh, come on, man. I'm sure you're going to enjoy this. You might need these because it's a special, special item.
What is this? Oh, what? Tampons? Oh, my girlfriend thanks you.
Yeah, those are generic. I don't know that she'd.
They're super absorbent. Just what he needs.
I don't know why you would spend your money on that.
You know why?
You know, you can spend your money on a lot of other things.
You gave me a lot of crap.
You know what? If you gave Haney
and I'm sure you go home and your little legs get to vibrating, you might need one of these.
Wow.
How much did that prop cost you?
Yeah, prop.
$2.48.
Yeah, that could have gone to Haney.
Hey, I'll take him back, bro. I got the receipt.
Whee! You're going to go to the store and return super tampons?
Yeah. I have no shame in going and buying. I'll carry them through the store like this.
I don't know that they can accept a return on tampons.
No.
It's not open, bro.
And by the way, Haney, he needs to talk to you after the show. He's a little short on toll money.
Oh, man, what are you saying?
Are you serious?
Are you?
No, dude.
Well, you're okay?
Not.
Yeah, but yet you go and buy tampons.
Well, I thought it was pretty damn funny, jackass.
Hi, my name's...
I bet.
Hi, my name's Tex. This is my pal here, Kotex.
Yeah, I can see that. I bet you were in the store, you picked it up off the shelf, and you were probably having a little chuckle.
Oh, brother, I'm sitting there walking around the store, doing, flapping
you
around.
Know what?
Thinking about how that's really going to burn Stan.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that,
that
would have
been fine if I was like 17.
Well, you know what, pal? I might just keep him in here just in case. You might have those little shaky leg days.
Pewter mug. Dateline, Rhode Island.
Shaky leg days?
Yeah. Get the quiver.
Everyone trembles around here with you. I saw those shaky hands just trying to hit a button on the board. Huh. Woman in Rhode Island likes the way she sounds. So she attended an outdoor karaoke performance. Big one.
Why does that make it seem worse that it's outdoors?
Her name is Mary Halsey. And she thought she'd do a little Miss Elliot.
Yeah. This is my second time exclusive here at Goddard Park at the Cool Cat Karaoke. Missy's Funky White Sister is in the park! If you're a fly girl, get your nails done. Get a pedicure. Get your hair did. Boy, lift it up. Let's make a toaster. Let's get drunk. It's gonna bring us closer. Don't I look like a Halle Berry poster? See them over there playing tricks on ya. You sure know how to work that. Good God. Thank you very much.
Oh, there. You were at that event, weren't you?
Ooh. I'm at every event, Stan.
And that's part of the problem. English. What's the English 911, Haney? What is it?
I think it's 888.
888. England guy called the police emergency line.
Why are you asking me? You were the one that was just there.
I never had to use it.
Stupid.
Okay. You're going to go so far, and then I'm going to hurt your feelings, and you're going to go out of there crying.
And then you're going to break his arm.
And then, well, it should have been done a long time ago.
We got a big rematch.
Why don't you shut up?
What was that, Stan? Bumpa?
Yeah. Guy in England called
the
cops.
What does that mean?
It's getting... My buffer is already wearing out. We're not an hour into the show. He called the cops. Emergency line. Why? Because his wife was in bed snoring.
Good morning, West Midlands Police. Matt speaking. How can I help?
Hello.
What's the issue, sir?
Yeah, that's my wife. She keeps snoring.
You're ringing because your wife keeps snoring?
Well, she's very disturbing me. I can't know what to do. I don't know what I should do. I don't know what I should do.
Well, there's not a lot we can do, sir. Maybe when your wife wakes up, and maybe in the week you can speak to her about going to the doctors and
It should sound like a motorbike.
I will advise you, sir. This isn't a police matter, by the way. Okay.
Jeez. I'll see that footage of the 16-year-old girl that was pushed off that 60-foot bridge.
That about... it's painful to watch.
A 16-year-old girl.
You didn't see that, Dave?
No.
Have you ever... You had to have at some point because you're a daredevil.
Yeah.
Have you ever, like... jumped off like a high rock into like a reservoir or
absolutely.
Something?
Absolutely. I've jumped off. The movie they filmed Six Pack on in Georgia, in Atlanta. You know the movie Six Pack? Remember that movie?
No.
What a dick.
Thank you, Stan. That's such a compliment.
After he got you a gift.
I know, man. You know, bringing him presents. But anyways, I jumped off that bridge into the Chattahoochee River.
How many feet do you think that was?
That had to have been 60 feet plus. Yeah.
This would have been a little more than that.
No, it says 60 feet. 60-foot bridge.
That's a long 60 feet. Now, can you imagine, because you jumped off that bridge, right?
Yep.
And you were able to control yourself somewhat. If you were standing up there and you're thinking, do I want to jump or do I not want to jump? And somebody came up and just shoved you.
Like being pushed into a pool.
I'd be pissed.
How bad do you think you'd get hurt if you weren't prepared to control your descent?
Very hurt. Or, trust me, in my training, I would immediately start waving my hands and get my body in the correct position.
But what do you think would happen to a civilian that had never done that, gets pushed, and they just belly flop?
They're going
to
get blasted.
What does that mean? Are they going to get killed?
Yeah, hurt, man. Bad.
Her name is Jordan. She's 16. She broke 5 ribs and punctured a lung.
And she's just, her whole body's beat up.
When her friend pushed her off that 60-foot bridge without warning.
And by the way, that friend, I don't know all that much, but I do know that friend is an adult who should know better.
They were there with other friends to dive off the bridge. Jordan changed her mind on the ledge, decided not to do it, but instead of helping her back up, her friend shoved her from behind.
3. No, I won't go in. 2.
Well, she's saying no.
No, I didn't.
Ready?
Oh, that's so.
Oh. Yeah.
That was real bad.
Oh, I heard that thump. That was bad.
You know, the new Madden NFL 19 game is out, and the experts have tried it out, and they realized that the people over at Madden still think the Chargers play in San Diego.
EA Sports coverage of the NFL takes us to the Mission Valley area of beautiful San Diego, California.
Brand new game. No, they're in Los Angeles.
Well, you know, costs a lot of money to get new voiceovers. Why? But nobody will notice.
Guess who has a new song out? She's about 90. Cher?
No.
Yeah. Doing the ABBA tune.
There's not a soul out there. No one to hear my prayer.
Boy, there's auto tune for you.
Give me, come out after midnight. Won't somebody help me chase the shadows away? Give me.
So she is. She is in the mix somewhere, right?
Oh, she's there.
Because she's pretty buried in the mix.
Yeah, new Cher. I didn't know this. He probably should have taken the job. But Macaulay Culkin was offered a starring role.
According to him.
Yeah, in The Big Bang Theory.
According to him.
He was on Joe Rogan's show and... talked about it. He was offered the job.
They pursued me for the Big Bang Theory. And I said, no, because it was kind of like the way the pitch was kind of just like, all right, these two like astrophysicist nerds and then a pretty girl lives with them. Yoinks! That was the pitch. And it was it was just like, yeah. And they're like, oh, we're going to get some real like physicists to like, you know, do the math. And I said like, yeah, no, I said, I'm cool. Like, thanks. Yeah. And then they came back at me again. And I said, no, like, I'm like, again, flattered, but like, no. And then like, then they came back at me again, and then, like, even my manager was, like, twisting my arm. And
like, come on, I want the piece of this, Macaulay.
Listen, I'd have hundreds of millions of dollars right now if I did that gig. At the same time, I'd be bashing my head against the wall.
Never watched the show.
No.
All right, let's leave the grab bag on a positive, good note. Something enjoyable to listen to. I guess you country people might know these two. Dan and Shay. They're big country stars.
Are they known as Big and Rich?
No, it just says Dan and Shay. They did a vocals-only track to their latest song.
Vocals-only, kook.
Yeah, bruh.
Tequila. And this sounds really good. Here's Dan and Shay, Tequila.
I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne and all that. Little scotch on the rocks and I'm fine, I'm fine. But when I taste tequila, baby, I still see you cutting up the floor in a sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Your lips pressed against the bottle, swimming on a Bible, baby, I'd never leave you. I remember how bad I need you when I taste tequila. When I taste tequila.
Oh, that's pretty nice. You don't like it, Dave?
No, man, because let me tell you, El Camino's way better than that.
Well, yeah, you're right there. Yeah. But I don't know if that's a fair comparison.
No.
Right, a professional like yourself.
I mean, all they're saying is tequila. I got it.
And what? And you're saying in El Camino, you're saying so much more.
Absolutely.
What are you saying in El Camino?
She likes to drink.
She likes to do drugs.
She likes to what?
In my El Camino.
You should be proud.
You're damn right I am.
Shut up.
How come you never play his song? You only play, like, fake versions.
Huh?
Yeah, you play some mashup crap.
I think you owe it to Dave.
I don't. Oh, the Guardian. The Guardian has a few comments. Stan, let me add to the comments. D-Train, good luck, my friend. At least you'll be around. So, Stan, should we call the new Don DJ? Good luck. You have some big shoes to fill.
Thank
Signed,
you, buddy.
The Guardian.
Oh, Jesus.
Another Absolute Law text line. Just this second. El Camino sucks.
Yeah, well, give it another listen, because it's had a lot of plays.
Just has it?
By
yeah,
Dave.
Damn right.
Yeah, How many plays? In your truck.
I'm not sure. What?
In your truck, it's had a lot of plays.
Brother.
What? It has.
You
that's all you do.
Know.
You. That's all you do
you
is play that
all
song.
All the plays go.
A nonstop thrill ride that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Coupled with a tender love story that will leave you openly weeping.
What the hell?
If we could just pull that off, we'd be friggin' rich. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Reminder for you. 4 to 10 p.m. Today. Head on over to Rusty's in Estero. That's their Estero location, as they're doing a little fundraiser for Officer Adam Jobbers Miller.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a fundraiser at Rusty's 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. 100% of the proceeds will be donated.
That is so infuriating that happened.
You can go to the his GoFundMe page as well and help out there. Special Thin Blue Line USA bracelet, $5. Special Thin Blue Line Rusty's mug, $10, will go to the officer's GoFundMe account.
And
that's going to be at Rusty's Estero location. And all the proceeds donated from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m.
And I'm sure you know, but I don't know that everybody knows, that officer lost his life at the hands of someone who has made his way from Haiti to Fort Myers and was taken care of by the community, became a very successful boxer in the Police Athletic League, and something went haywire in his head. But you know what? It's a police athletic league boxer.
Yeah.
He was given a lot of help, and to see it turn out like that is just so infuriating and heartbreaking. And we should do whatever we can for
absolutely
his family.
Rusty's 4 to 10 p.m. today. This story.
I don't know. I want it to be a happy Friday. Are you going to upset me some
more? This story is pretty shocking. I saw it on the news yesterday and didn't know about the connection until I read further into the story. An assistant coach at Wake Forest was involved in an altercation with somebody from Boca Raton. And I'm reading it, and it's a horrible, unfortunate story. And then I come to find out that this assistant coach at Wake Forest was an assistant coach at FGCU for a couple of years.
We're talking basketball?
Yes.
Men's basketball?
Yes.
All right.
Former Florida Gulf Coast University men's basketball assistant Jameel Jones turned himself into Long Island City Police on Thursday morning after allegedly hitting an apparently drunk Boca Raton man who later died.
Oh, geez.
Now an assistant at Wake Forest, the 35-year-old Jones slugged Sander Szabo, who was banging on cars, according to the New York Post, and citing law enforcement sources, and hit his head early Sunday morning on the pavement, later died. Other outlets reported Szabo was banging on cars trying to find his Uber driver. On Friday, the Associated Press reported that Szabo's parents said they don't accept Jones's condolences. Bob and Donna Kent told NBC's Today show that Jones should have tried to save their son's life after punching him early Sunday. A person familiar with the investigation told the Associated Press that Szabo may have been drunkenly knocking on car windows before Jones allegedly confronted him. The person spoke on the condition of anonymity, but because the person was not allowed to speak publicly, I can't reveal his name. Medical examiner's office said on Friday that Szabo's death was a homicide caused by blunt impact to his head. Jones was arraigned on a misdemeanor assault charge. His next court appearance is scheduled for October 2nd. What was going on is this guy from Boca Raton, this Szabo, was on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't
he there for like a wedding or something?
Yep. And he was trying to find, drunk, allegedly, and was banging on,
trying to find his Uber driver,
car windows to see if he was the Uber driver. Finally got to Jones's car, where Jones went and heard him knocking on the window and saying things, and Jones punched him. He fell back onto the pavement, cracked his head, and died. And it is just a horrible situation. Jones, a native of Philadelphia who played for Arkansas Tech and is in his second season as an assistant at Wake Forest, was arrested and charged with third-degree assault, a misdemeanor in New York. Szabo worked in Boca Raton, where he lived with his brother. He, not a schlub, he was vice president for sales in What If Media Group, a digital media company based in Fort Lee, New Jersey. And so I'm reading the story, and I'm like, this is an unfortunate thing. And come to find out that Jameel Jones was also an assistant coach for the FGCU men's basketball team with ties here to Southwest Florida. Very unfortunate and shocking.
You know, I don't know what it is with people, but the mindset needs to change, because I don't know either one of these guys. I wasn't there, obviously. But as it's described, it doesn't sound to me like it was Jameel what?
Jones. Jameel Jones.
Okay. So it doesn't sound to me like Jones intended to kill this guy.
No.
But it sounds to me like he did intend to hurt him as bad as he could.
You know, I'm not going to have this jack ball banging on my window.
And it's anybody that's been raised properly around firearms, what are you told? You don't produce that firearm unless you intend to use it. And if you're dealing with a human being, you better have the intent to kill that person. Otherwise, you're in over your head. And I think people need to come to that conclusion about fists. Because, and I would be willing to bet it was what he had in mind, is that he wanted to hurt this guy. He didn't want to kill him. But you get in a shot on somebody, how many times, if you do it right, do they end up going backwards, head hits the pavement? That's potentially fatal every time.
Jones's lawyer, Elaine Messina, told the AP that the death was a tragic accident and that Mr. Jones and his family sent their deepest condolences and their thoughts and prayers to the Sabo family. It's 10 seconds out of the entire moments going, short 10 seconds changes everything.
And your life will now be defined by that 10 seconds.
Yep. Forever.
Both of them.
Yep. 277-9600. 239 area code if you want to talk to us. Obviously, if you want to comment on the stories that we were talking about, feel free. But it's also a positive, and it's a good day today. We have D-Train. He is with us today. This is his final full-time production of our show. He's going to be moving on to his family's business, which he's been operating for a while.
And this is, it's been a long time coming, and we tried to figure out ways around it. Because D-Train didn't want to leave. We didn't want D-Train to leave. And, you know, finally when it becomes clear there's no way that you can do both, he's got to do right by his family.
Yep, absolutely.
And we love him. And he's always a member of the Stan and Haney family.
277-9600.
And D-Train, he's been awesome because we've been dealing with this unbeknownst to the listener for several weeks.
Yep.
And during that time, he has been training his replacement and it's going to be seamless.
Yep. Training him the right way.
Just like everything else D-Train has done, he's done this perfectly.
277-9600. You contribute to the show. We've got Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw, complimentary auto health checkup from Naples Nissan. We have tickets to an upcoming Miracle game, your choice. Stan and Haney bobbleheads. We have the pewter mug. And if you can get here before 5 o'clock tomorrow at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater in Tampa, Breaking Benjamin and Five Finger Death Punch. We have a few tickets left, but the offices are going to close at 5 o'clock if you can get here, and we award you that prize.
I know Dave's excited about that show. What's the name of that band?
Breaking Benjamin.
Hey, he said it right.
Why were you saying Benjamin?
Benjamin?
277.
It is. It's Benjamin.
277-9600.
Breaking Benjamin.
Do you have a sound yet? There we go.
Yeah.
Love this riff.
Hell yeah.
277-9600. On a bit of a trip. Looking for thrills to get me some kicks. Now, all you ladies, I shoot from the hip. I was born with a stiff upper lip. Lock it down in the house. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Ryan. I just want to wish D-Train a farewell. He's always done a great job.
Yeah, he has.
Thanks so much.
277-9600.
You have, man. You've been great, D-Train.
Jeez, these phones. Ahoy.
It.
Gentlemen?
Shark Girl?
Hey, Shark Girl.
Hey, so a few things. First of all, I just heard about D-Train. That really sucks. I'm going to miss his Discovery Channel rants because they're so accurate.
Oh, those son of bitches.
Also, I am in Raleigh, so I was wondering if you guys needed a stick pin for that.
You don't live there.
Oh, I have to live here?
The rules have been defined. You have to live there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
I will be living here for one day.
Yeah, the stick pin is for the Stan and Haney diaspora.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stan and Haney universe.
Stan and Haney nation.
Yeah.
So you're in Bali?
Also, what?
You're in Bali?
Raleigh.
Oh, I thought you said Bali. That's more exciting.
You're in Wally?
Raleigh.
Oh, it wouldn't be good to be in Bali. They just had a hell of an earthquake over there in Bali.
Mm.
Yeah.
What are you doing there?
I'm going to go see Fish, the band.
You're not following them, are you?
No.
Are you kidding me? I saw them one time. Both the lead guitarist and the bassist were jumping on mini trampolines while they were playing extremely difficult riff. It was amazing.
It's called a gimmick.
Please tell me you're not following them around.
No. But I have seen quite a few shows.
How many Fish concerts have you seen?
I don't know. Maybe close to 20 times.
Yeah. Oh.
How many T-shirts do you own?
One.
Yep.
And what is their big hit?
Probably Run Like an Antelope is the one that most people associate.
Oh, yeah, that's a real toe tap.
And how does that go again?
See you later.
Wait, I have something to say.
What?
I know you guys were talking about the water release stuff. If people go to Captains for Clean Water and the Sanibel Captiva for Conservation Foundation websites, they have all kinds of information on petitions they can sign, letters that they can send to their local government agencies.
Story,
they have all kinds of stuff on there.
Story in the news press today, experts from FGCU are going to go and research, do heavy research on this red tide, because we have been talking all week about it. The blue-green algae is one thing, the red tide is another, naturally occurring. But these scientists believe that this whole Lake Okeechobee thing may be contributing to the red tide and making it worse. And there's
totally
a lot of debate on it, whether that's the case or not. But they're actually going to go, the professors at FGCU, and actually do a study on this.
Well, they're saying if you live 10 miles away from the water, you're still able to... to be affected. I mean, my eyes have been scratchy red.
I went to
TJ Maxx, the girl there, her eyes were bright red, and she's like, I don't know what's happening to me.
It's insane. People that are susceptible to that, it's hell on earth when
and
it's
here's
bad.
Here's what I want to know, because there was an article in the news press about this, too, or it might have been NBC, too, saying, all right, we've got red tide all around the place, and people are going 15 miles out if they want to go fishing or something. Is the fish that we catch around here, if it's caught live, should we not eat it because it could be affected by red tide?
Yeah, there's no way that I would eat that.
Yeah, if you're pulling it up through that gunk, I wouldn't.
But, the people that go 15 miles offshore to just get some fish, but you don't know where that fish has been.
Well, they say if you eat the blue-green algae, like if you catch a fish and you eat it, it can cause Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah, that stuff's killer
stuff. Oh, hell no.
That's killer stuff.
Yeah, it's disgusting. So, I mean, I'm glad that this is happening right before an election year. I mean, it sucks, though, because I really, really don't want to vote in a Democrat. But I don't know. I feel like I don't have a choice. I don't know if Ron DeSantis is a swamp or not, so...
Well, he's endorsed by Trump. He's a good man.
He's the good guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, have a good
all
time.
All you need to do, you
but
look.
Anyway, thank you, guys.
Bye. Look for the aura.
Yeah. What happened in the old days where you can pull the whole lever?
Stan, this stuff's really bad because, I was talking to Ron over at Coastal Cooling, and he's actually losing his voice because he went out over the weekend on his boat. And the tide, I guess, the fumes or whatever it's creating is causing people to start losing their voices, man. No joke. I'm not joking you, bro. This stuff is bad,
man.
Yeah,
thank you for your research.
Shut up.
You know what, Stan?
What?
You need to have a little respect for Dave. There's so much you still don't know about him.
Like?
Well, he's just plain jealous.
We were talking outside. Mm-hmm. All of the things that Dave has done, I bet you wouldn't believe that Dave has flown an airplane before.
Yeah. Did you know that?
What was that, an Airbus
320. Five of us. That's when they kept me in charge of oxygen, bro.
Yeah? See? Yeah. You don't even know how jealous you are, Stan.
If you're on the phones, stay there.
So you flew an Airbus?
Yeah, five of us, man, because I got to repair the airplane. And I was in charge of oxygen.
So you repair passenger jets.
Stop egging them on, Haney.
I sure did, buddy. I tore it all apart and then put all the... Are you kidding me?
As we celebrate our 75th anniversary in showbiz, we'd like to thank the weak-minded among you. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney right smack dab in the middle of Open Phones prize blowout. 277-960-0239 area code if you're outside of our immediate area. We're all here today. D-Train, his final regular show as producer, and we broke that news earlier today. We've known about it for a while, and he's been training Don Jr.
And he couldn't have done it better.
Yep, and of course, the Waterman here. Big show for Dave the Waterman. Yeah. Let me tell you something about Dave. He was not supposed to be on this tomorrow night. I saw the commercial log or the music log, all automation.
That was by accident,
It
Stan.
Was not by accident. I talked to Jeff Zito himself, and he said, no, I'm going to change it because after the meeting yesterday, agreed to give you another chance. If you come to tomorrow night's show, 8 to midnight, prepared.
Look, brah, he only found out like 4 o'clock last Friday. Yeah. Now he's got time where he's all prepared.
And I'm going to have the log, everything ahead of schedule and ready to go. And we're going to have a damn good show tomorrow night.
You want to come in and organize your one sheets before you go on?
Yep. I'm going to get everything situated.
What are one sheets?
Yeah.
Right there, the liners.
They're always here.
I know, but the other day they were kind of a little
No, they weren't.
Well, for me, they are. You know how I like organization.
Well, Zito took that personally that you were accusing him
of
being disorganized.
Well, I like organization.
I think you called it a train wreck around here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hurt a lot of people's feelings there, giving you a chance. 277.
You should watch that.
Yep. Yeah, right. Serious. 277. You know,
but you know what? You sound like you got it. You're not. You're not going to get shook up by any of this.
And you know what? It's not about me today. It's about D-Train Stan.
Yes,
so.
It is.
Yeah, and you know him running the board and all this. It's nothing. This man can fly an Airbus. What?
A320.
I wish I could swear
all day,
because you're full of. Okay.
I've flown FedEx planes, man.
Then what are you doing here? What are you doing here? Why are you hitting Haney and D-Train and Junior and me up for money all the time? What are you doing?
Stan, I've had a very bad crash and burn at one point.
Don't use that as a crutch.
That ain't no crutch, bro. That's legit.
You know what? There's a lot of things, a lot of jobs out there, but you know what? You're 43 years old. Tough to get a job.
I'm still working.
You got a birthday coming up, don't you?
Yeah, I sure do, buddy. It's about 6 months away, man.
277-960.
Oh, I can't wait for that, man. Are you prepared?
Babakusaw.
Have you thought about what you'd like for your birthday
this year? Not yet, but I'm thinking now. You got me on the mood.
Tell you what, I'll give you for your birthday a punch in the mouth.
You know what, Stan? I'd love it.
Naples Nissan complimentary auto health checkup. Miracle game, Stan and Haney bobbleheads. And again, if we award you the prize and you can get here before 5, you can get yourself some Breaking Benjamin and Five Finger Death Punch, but you got to win the tickets. You just don't expect them. And Pewter Mug.
And you know, Stan, we know a couple of special gals that have birthdays rapidly approaching.
We do? Oh, we do. Yep. Our daughters.
The ones we don't forget.
Yeah.
Everybody else's birthday?
Yeah, we forget.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Almost together. My daughter's is tomorrow.
You want to talk about the weird coincidences that happen with this show? We saw one today with D-Train is stepping down as producer, and he's training his replacement, who is exactly his height with nearly the same name.
Yep.
Stan and I... we were married at the same church by the same reverend.
Yep.
and our daughters were born a year apart.
Yep.
Almost to the day.
Yep.
And I was there when your daughter was born.
That's a fact.
It's just a lot of strange coincidences.
And then there's Dave.
Yeah.
Right on.
Damn right.
Jeez.
Successful pilot.
Ahoy.
Member of the Ventures.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan and Haney.
Yes, sir. Who's this?
This is Cape Coral Geo.
All right, what big date do we have coming up?
No dates. I'm just curious. Have you or Haney ever heard of Mississippi John Hurt?
Yes.
I was watching a show on him the other night, and I was absolutely floored with the music that guy did.
Oh, yeah. He goes back a long, long way.
In the late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not believe the quality of music that guy did. I mean, I'm from the 70s rock group, but I could listen to this guy all day long.
Well, you know, the 70s rock that we love so much, all those guys were listening to the blues originators.
Right, right, yep. They all wanted part of the blues scene in their music.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy totally floored me.
Are you entitled to a prize yet?
Of course I am.
What would you like?
How about pita mugs?
All right, hold on. Absolute Law, text line. Stan, you may as well give Dave a chance. You've pretty much given him everything else.
Come on, man.
You know, why can't you acknowledge this man is basically a living legend with all that he's accomplished in his life.
Let me tell you something. You want to know about dedication and caring? I listened to nearly 2 hours of his show Saturday night. And I was told, don't touch it, leave it alone. So it was my girlfriend that called him up and said, you might want to think about identifying the station.
That was just a minor slip-up, Stan.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I know better now.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Not much. I was just give a call to check in, maybe put a six in on the mat.
Where are you calling from?
Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Grand Forks, North Dakota? Stick pin? How long you lived up there?
I've been stationed up here about 4 months now.
So you came from up down here and moved up there?
I can add a couple if you want. My last base was...
We want to know where you are right now.
All right. Well, right now I'm at Grand Forks, but I've been moving around a little bit for a few years now.
So what's Grand Forks like? A lot of mountains, or...?
It is extremely flat and extremely cold.
So it's like prairie, then. It's just flat.
Yeah, it's just flat as can be. Yeah, not much to the area. Population is very small.
So it's like when you're on the road, you can see just miles in every direction?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you just got yourself a stick pin in Detroit. Isn't that the first state?
Yes, in fact, he is the first stick pin in North Dakota.
Yep.
How awesome is that? On your final official day as producer, we get North Dakota.
That is awesome. That is, appreciate the call.
Absolutely.
So, what are we missing now, D-Train?
Nebraska, West Virginia, Hawaii, and I want to say that is just about
it. I know we got
it.
People listening to us in Hawaii.
But, you know, we're...
Rhode Island.
But, you know, we're very strict on these, so...
I know. I know it. Here's the deal to get a stick pin. If you're listening to us streaming or on an app or however, on your Alexa, however you might be listening to us, you have to call home that state. You have a home there. You're listening to us on a device, and that is your home. A vacation, a little visit.
Happened to be in town.
It does not count for a stick pin. And we are in virtually every single state, with the exception, I think, D-Train said, of like three states that we got people listening to us.
Yeah, Rhode Island, West Virginia, and Nebraska.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Denise.
Hi, Denise. Welcome to the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, guys. It sounds like you're twin brothers from another mother.
Yeah. It's eerie.
Yep.
Well, I was calling to give a little bit of maybe small insight about Red Tide. A good friend of mine belongs to the Republican women's group in Naples, and France Congresswoman Frances Rooney was there today talking extensively. And according to him, there are a whole team of people coming down, I guess, to speak with business owners and fishermen, and it's very complex. Governor Scott doesn't have full authority to really fix it. It's being regulated by many different agencies, and including on the federal level.
Isn't it mainly, is it mainly the Army?
They seem to be part of it, but you have several different regulatory boards as part of the state and federal government that are regulating the water, not only down here, but in Okeechobee. So because there's not one governing board, it's pretty complex. What Frances Rooney did say was what really has to happen is they have to put a vote in the House and the Senate, not just for money to clean it up, but to make changes to fix the problem. So I encourage everybody to call Governor Scott. And even though we all love Trump, we support Trump, who is supporting Governor Scott, and let him know that we're not voting for him in the Senate. I would imagine if you're running against Governor Scott, the best commercial that you could have is all these dead fish and manatees floating up.
But that's Bill Nelson. And I don't want Bill Nelson anywhere near a Senate seat.
But your last caller, a couple callers ago, you know, she said it perfectly, because people don't realize that it's not all the governor, and so he'll lose votes. And also, COVID needs to get involved on the federal level.
You know, I'm hearing that a lot of trying to turn this into Rick Scott's problem, but I believe the original point of your call is that there's so much involved in this, it's not like the governor can just unilaterally do something to fix it.
So you should call the congressman and the governor, because the congressman...
Oh, I'm fine with calling him, yeah. But I don't see Bill Nelson after how many years has he been there?
500.
I don't see him all of a sudden deciding out of the blue to do something. He's had every opportunity.
I appreciate the call. You know, Haney, he is an astronaut.
He demanded it.
Yep, 277.
You want funding, yep. I want a ride.
That's pretty much what it was. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
I came across something on YouTube. It's a live acoustic thing by Blackberry Smoke. I figured you guys might have heard of them.
Oh, I love Blackberry Smoke.
We're very familiar with them, and he's played them.
They played with Government Mule, I guess, tour dates and stuff. It's pretty damn good.
They're very good.
Oh, they are like the hope for the new generation.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Look here, this is Rocky.
Hey, Rocky.
Hey, I just want to give a big thanks to D-Train, and when it comes time to get my mobile home wired up, I'm going with that computer. I tell you what.
Thank you, Rocky. I look forward to it.
Hey, Rocky's good people. Not
I
like
get
his,
that dial-up modem of yours working again.
Not like his brother.
Yep, get him back on Prodigy.
Yes, sir.
277-9600. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Jackie from Elva.
Hi, Jackie from Elva, named after the flower and not Edison.
Yeah, I know. You told me that. Oh, and I was wrong. You were right.
Yeah, I'm glad to take that little piece of information with you.
Okay, so I was listening to you guys yesterday about the three women that were shoplifting.
Oh, about the lemonade and fried chicken. There were four of them, weren't there?
No, there were three. There were three of them. There were four of them.
Because I know I saw four mugshots.
Yeah, there were four of them.
Okay, well, if you guys appreciate a good short little joke, it's just because the names yesterday got this joke going in my head from back in the days when I used to bartend.
I want you to be careful. All right? I want you to be careful.
Jackie's got this, Dan.
All right, I'm going to trust you, Jackie.
Okay. No. It's not dirty. It's funny. Two little girls are walking down the road one day in Arcadia, and it's about 100 degrees. One little girl looks at the other little girl and says, Shaquita, it's so hot out here. What do you think we can do? She goes, I don't know, Latwanya. What do you think we can do? So they walk down road a little further and they see a big old woman sitting on her front porch eating a slice of watermelon.
No. I'm taking that.
You got to dump that.
No. I knew it. You gave it a chance. You know what? It was coming, bro. And I just saw it coming like a freight train.
Woo! Yeah. I'm the man to see. If you're looking for satisfaction, your satisfaction guaranteed. I'm as cool as a buddy on ice. Hotter than the rolling dice. Send you to heaven, take you to hell. I ain't fooling, can't you tell? I'm a live wire. I'm a live
wire. Got that right. Ahoy, who's this?
Stan, hey, this is Jake.
How are you, buddy?
I'm right, about yourself?
Good. What's going on?
Oh, not much. It's been a while since I called y'all. Last time I called you, I called with my little girls up there in Middleburg, Florida. I got a stick pen for it.
Oh, good.
But I just call you now. I'm back in the area doing that road work on State Road 82 out here.
That is the... What the hell? What the hell is going on there?
It's supposed to be great when they get it done, isn't it?
But it is just... It doesn't matter what time of day you go there, it's bumper to bumper.
I don't care if it's 5 in the morning or 5 in the evening or 12 in the afternoon. It is jammed. But we are working on the last 8 miles of this road. Yeah, you're right. 80 is supposed to be great when it's done. But as of now, it's going to be some time. But
when do they think that's going to be done?
18 months around that area.
Now they're widening it, right?
Yes, sir. Correct.
Because aren't they putting in some sort of weird interchange or something?
Cloverleaf.
Yeah.
they're widening the canals. Oh yeah, there's a whole bunch of
here's the thing,
going on.
And I always used to get a kick out of it because when you go on 82, you're in Lee County. For a brief moment, you're in Hendry, and then you're in Collier. And I'll tell you, Hendry County has about a mile and a half of that road. And they made good use of it. That's a beautiful widening job they made there. That's the only time you can pass any time on that road. And both Collier and Lee still waiting.
Oh, yeah. It's a mess, but we're getting it done.
All
so.
Right, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Now that you're back down here, can we get you something?
I have been wanting to go to the Peter Mug, if that's cool.
Done deal. Hold on.
Thanks, guys.
You betcha, buddy. Have a great weekend. Appreciate all the calls. We couldn't get to all of them. We're going to take a break. When we come back, get your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Always remember to never forget to listen to Stan and Haney.
Hey, when the hell did we let Stan start writing liners?
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. We'll check traffic here for you in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. A couple of more texts coming in with this being D-Train's last official day. Ahoy, gentlemen. Just wanted to say take care to D-Train and good luck in his future endeavors. Got another text. Sorry to see D-Train go. Good luck with your new full-time business. And we got another one here. You guys are awesome. Been a listener for 19 years. Keep up the good work. What else? I don't want to burst Dave's bubble. You know what? We're on the air.
You don't want to burst his bubble.
Yeah, because he's riding high right now.
No,
and
I'm
some
not,
of the
man.
Vile stuff. You're not.
Well, does it matter what people say about me? Because I don't care.
Let me say this. You're talking with your program director, who's giving you yet another shot tomorrow night.
Jeff Zito standing here like a proud papa.
Come on, brother.
You made a great decision, Jeff.
Yeah.
Can feel the excitement.
Woo!
You know what? This was the same way last week. You got all spazzed out, and then you weren't prepared.
Do you want to thank Jeff, Dave?
I do. I do.
I think you should. You should thank him.
I have.
I think you should do it publicly.
Yep. You want me to do it? Okay. Jeff, man, once again, thank you for this.
Right on.
You need to let him know this is important. This is life and death.
This is life and death, man. I've been told. You know, this is it.
I had a texter say, stop the slow talking on the air and talk like yourself.
Shut up, man. Will you?
Are we putting a cap on how many woos stoked and bras?
Is there a count? Don't worry. It's all under control.
Let me tell you.
I can fly a plane.
One stoked an hour?
Yeah, the let me tell you. Yeah. Lay off the let me tell you.
Is there a count on these? I mean, how many are acceptable?
There will be a count.
How many woos?
I'll throw a woo in at the beginning, maybe a one woo an hour. How about a stoked?
What about a stoked?
Yeah, I'm so stoked.
One stoked the whole show.
What about giving me the keys? That's another one.
Blasted.
Yep, giving me the keys to this big ship.
That's his favorite.
Here.
He used that on his first podcast.
Let's get shredded.
Here's another thing. Don't throw your program director under the bus saying that the balloon's a train wreck.
What was that? I don't know, and I don't remember.
It hurt Jeff's feelings.
And I'm sorry, Jeff.
What was that all about, which was this place is a train wreck.
Bro, where? I was like, I didn't
Because you didn't pull the
liner. That's just
the liner.
You were unprepared.
And don't talk about how a song used to be good.
I know.
Yeah. Used to. All the songs are good. Not used to be.
You know, why is everybody talking?
We had a meeting over all
why
this.
Why is it all negative? Why aren't we talking about that Halloween where Dave dressed up like Kiss?
That was good.
Yeah, that was a good one. You're damn right.
Gene Simmons,
20
bro.
20 years ago.
Yeah, 20 years, yeah.
20 years ago.
What other... This is a good thing. You know, it's like talking about the show coming up. What do you got for us this weekend? What do you got for us?
I wouldn't let too much out of the bag, Dave. You don't want them to hear it all now.
Do you know what? Tune in and listen. Do you know what Stan is really saying to you? What he's saying is, give me a reason to tune in and listen to you. Give me a reason.
Because I listened last week and I don't want to tune back in. Give me a reason to tune in this week.
It's Waterman's World, brother. It's me, and we're going to have a good time in here. And
it's an all-new Dave.
You damn right, brother.
Going to be stoked
and
shredded.
Nope, it's going to be epic.
Let me tell you.
An epic show. I'm telling you.
Well, what happens?
We're going to be jamming some tunes, man. We're going to be having fun. We're going to take some phone calls. We're going to get people ready to go out and have a damn good Saturday night, man.
So just raging.
Yeah, let's all let loose, because that's what we do.
It sounds to me like you're saying WFO.
You're damn right, WFO.
I give one little tip to the listener out there. At 9 o'clock, if you sync up Dave's radio show with Live PD... It actually makes it.
it's kind of like Pink Floyd and the Wizard of Oz.
It kind of makes for a nice 3-hour kind of entertainment.
Live PD and Waterman's World.
Right at 9 o'clock, tune into Waterman's. I mean, he's on at 8, but right at 9, flip on Live PD, and it's like a really cool synced up.
You know, I've heard a lot of good things about this Live PD.
Oh, I'm the biggest fan of Live PD.
Is it just a TV channel? How do you find it?
It's a show.
It's on A&E, and I think they got 8 or 9 different places. One is Pasco County. You know, one is somewhere in South Carolina.
It's probably a lot like county law.
A little bit like, but they have their home base where they, let's go here and let's go there. We're following up on that breaking and entering. We're following up on that car chase over in Pasco County.
And they got the dogs.
Jeff, have you heard of county law?
No, I have not, but I'd love to check it out.
Well, he doesn't have headphones
to hear. Dave, can Jeff borrow your headphones for a second? We'll just...
Thanks, Dave.
Take me a minute or so, because I want to turn Jeff...
Are these yours, Dave?
No.
Because Jeff, turning me on to Live PD, I want to return the favor and introduce him to a show I like called County Law.
Who's that? The preacher man?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that County Law?
Yes, ma'am.
Can we be on it?
You're going to be on it.
Okay, that's good.
Well, it ain't good.
Well, that's it.
When?
Yeah.
In the next couple of weeks.
Oh, God.
She's being arrested.
Y'all smile pretty for the camera now.
Get out! Get out!
There's one, too.
Shut up, Lois. Lois.
Get out!
Lois! Lois! Get your back in here. Sit down. Quit acting down, baby.
Get out!
Take
You want to wave at the camera? Yeah. Yeah. Say hey. County law.
This is precious.
Yeah. You can keep up.
Her sister's being taken away.
Okay. What was the charge?
Loitering, boozing.
You're going to love Live PD if you love county law.
County law. Bye, sister.
County law.
Bye, sister.
County law.
Bye, sister.
When can I find that on the tube?
It's only on the YouTube.
Oh.
They're putting sister in the car now.
Yeah, they are.
Bye, sister.
Watch your head. Yeah.
Bye, sister.
Bye, sister.
Wave to the camera.
Bye, sister.
Wave at the camera. Say bye-bye. Wave to the camera.
Bye-bye.
Bye, sister.
Say we love you, DT.
We love you, DT.
County law.
You're going to love Live PD synced up to Waterman's World. I'm telling you. Live action.
Live action.
Whatever happened to him?
Turtle Man?
I love that show.
Live action.
Him and his one-tooth buddy there?
Yeah. I love that show. Yep. I actually interviewed him.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
The Turtle Man. Sounds similar to County Law.
County Law.
Live action. Let's get you updated on traffic. I had to remind Dave to get traffic, but he's got it now. Let's see what's going on.
Now, K-Rock.
He's got his notepad.
Damn right, brother. All right, everybody. It's Friday. Almost quitting time.
Woo!
All right, we got a hit and run in Lehigh Acres. There's a fluid leaking from the body, so be on the lookout for that. That's at Harry Avenue.
What did
North
you just say?
And Lee
There's
Boulevard.
Fluid leaking from the bodies?
Yeah, apparently a hit and run in Lehigh. There's fluid leaking from the body. It's causing a little bit of a disturbance.
That is not true. Give me that.
Read that, and what does it say?
Hold on.
That's a very graphic traffic report.
Fluids leaking from the automobile, like radiator fluid, oil, so it can cars can slip.
Well, does it say that?
That's what they mean. They're not. This isn't a counting bodies. This is counting accidents.
Doesn't say that.
Where does it say that either?
But you know what? I figured if it got hit by a car, you're probably
this is
leaking
what you
fluids.
You got to realize Saturday you're here by yourself. What you say is on
shut
you.
Shut up.
You ain't gonna have anybody correcting you.
I got an update on Turtle Man.
Oh, yeah? What to do?
Basically, some environmentalists and people investigated the show for 7 months. Turned out most of those rescues were set up where they planted the animal. And it turns out the production crew didn't exactly take care of the animals very well, so they got shut down for abuse to the animals.
Really?
So it was all staged.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
It's not the Turtle Man
good.
We know.
Yeah, it's still good. It's still entertaining.
Live action.
Live action.
All right, you want me to finish up anything?
Go ahead, Watt.
All right, we got three in Fort Myers. One's at Winkler Road in College Parkway. The next one's at Luckett Road in I-75 northbound in North Fort Myers. And the third one is a hit and run on Pharmacy Road in South Tamiami Trail, Ben C. Pratt.
Okay. Think before you speak.
Well, I just saw fluid and I immediately
thought
that is just that's not something you should say.
Well, it happens, man. I mean, people get hit all the time.
That's not what was in the copy.
It didn't say a car either.
It's traffic, you dope.
It's traffic.
Don't matter.
Hit and run the car. Coming up in less than an hour.
Man.
Yep.
Oh, Zito's looking over his notepad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why, man?
As Zito does that, let's take a look at some headlines.
Come on.
Look very carefully. He repeats himself a lot in those notes.
Now I'm starting to get real pissed.
Truth hurts.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you didn't know. You know, you bang on Dave a lot.
Yeah.
But he is on to one thing.
What's that?
Working too hard is terrible for your career.
Yep, he knows that.
He has a career?
Well, he was an airline pilot.
Yeah.
At one time, he was a member of the award-winning group, The Ventures.
Yep.
Deep sea diver.
Yep. Deep sea.
He's lived life, man. Yep.
Boat mechanic.
Yep.
Yeah. Tow truck driver.
Yep. Burn victim.
Yep.
A courier service stopped an old couple from being scammed out of 15 grand. A man calls the police because his wife is snoring. A man strips down and does a highly erotic dance at a hibachi restaurant.
Oh, I don't need to see that.
And finally, a man attempts to get away from the cops by taking a frog hostage. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Laughter. <it's- laughs> Boy, that is so hot over there.
County law.
It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Dave.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Boy. Is it as hot to you as it is to me?
It is hot.
It is hot. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
tips for beating the heat.
Top tips for beating the heat. Look at this. Look at this. We're on the air, bonehead.
Are you taking a nap, or what are you doing, brah?
No,
what
are you doing? No, I am letting Zito...
He was done reading them. You were still sleeping.
Going over the notes, and...
Did you fall asleep?
No, I did not fall asleep. I am just...
Go sit in the corner.
You know what, bro?
Are you calling for a dunce cam?
Yep, go,
no, that ain't
dunce
happening.
Cam.
Nope.
Dunce cam.
Not
go
today.
Sit in the corner.
Not today,
go
bro.
In the corner.
Not today.
Not yeah, today?
Not cool.
Not cool. Right you damn right not cool, kook.
Go sit in the corner. And
really?
As the one texter said...
Does that give you entertainment,
Stan? As the one texter said yesterday, you got to face the wall.
You're not suggesting that he not only go and sit in the corner like a dunce, but you want him to face the wall?
Yeah, so you got
you'll
the little,
probably walk
you got
around
the,
and belittle everything in the world, don't you?
I don't. I get along with everybody.
You can't go to a grocery store, a gas station.
Get in the corner.
You can't even come into this building without belittling
corner.
Something.
He just read your notes. Get in the corner.
And you know
dunce
what?
Dunce cap. You know, look at the dunce cams on you. Two dunce cams.
Really, man.
Whoa, come on, man.
Face
wait a second. Oh, they're shaming Dave. He's being shamed.
Yeah.
Oh, this is horrible.
It's ridiculous, man.
Get in the corner and stay there until you're told to come out.
I don't know that Dave believes he deserves this.
I know, man.
There you go. Sit on that stool. You don't deserve a comfortable chair. Sit on that. Sit on that wood stool.
How long does he have to sit there?
I don't know. Till we feel that he's learned his lesson.
Have you learned your
lesson, coming, pal?
Have you learned your lesson, Dave?
Don't be falling asleep on the show like that ever.
Is that why he's being punished?
Yeah. Did you see him in here? Completely oblivious to what was going on. You want to be completely oblivious? Sit in the corner.
You know what? I'm reeling in a big old fish, jackass. Such a jerk.
You know what? You keep it up, you're going to stay there. Think about what you've done.
Think about your actions, pal. Booge. I need to get those tampons back out for you.
Yeah, I'll show you where you can put them.
Leg quivering.
See, he's quiet now. I think he's learned his lesson.
Are you kidding me?
See, he pipes up again. He can be quiet for 5 minutes. It will let him out.
He's being very quiet. He's accepting his punishment gracefully.
Annie?
Stan?
Everyone.
Top tips for beating the heat.
Top tips for beating the heat.
Drink lots of water or vodka if you just want to forget how hot it is.
Yeah.
Avoid strenuous activity and exercise. Just like you've been doing for the past 10 years. What, Dave?
Zoom real tight in there. Zoom right in there. Let people see his eyes. Go ahead, look right into the camera, Dave. People see nothing there. Yep. Face the wall. Stop talking!
He's not talking, he's miming at you. He's not making noise, he's just gesturing at you.
Dave is worse than a six-year-old, says the text. It's true.
You know, I can't argue with that.
No, six.
Avoid highly flammable things like your wife when she catches you watching your porn. Rub an ice cube on your body while Dave watches. Spend time somewhere a bit chillier. For instance, like Brad Pitt's visitation with the kids.
Love it.
Somebody is watching Dave on the dunce cam and says, you look right into his eyes, no sale.
Oh, that's not true. You know what? He is somebody.
The comment about acting like a six-year-old text, that's an insult to my six-year-old daughter.
Don't throw things, Dave. We've talked about this. No throwing things. No throwing things.
How about I grab my hand and palm your head up against the wall? How do you like that?
I thought you were going to break his arm.
I think I'd try something new.
Top tips for beating me.
Yes.
Wear one of those hats from Mexico with a giant brim. What are they called? Deportation trigger? And finally, the very top tip for beating the heat.
Yes.
Treat yourself to an ice cream. Again. Oh. Fatty.
Yeah!
And that, my friend, is the Fart Alarm.
We're short on time, so we're going to have to take a break right now. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney in the afternoon. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the broadcast. Thank you for joining us. Special salute to D-Train today. His final day as our full-time producer. We're going to check some traffic here in just a second, and then I'm going to tell you what you need to do over at Rusty's in Estero. They're doing a little special something this afternoon and this evening for Officer Adam Jobbers Miller and his family to contribute to their GoFundMe account. They're doing a great thing over at Rusty's, and we'll tell you about it in just a second. But we first have to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. And there's only one person on Friday that can do that and do it the only way he knows.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, all right, all right, everybody. Hey, man, it's Friday. Quitting time almost. Woo-woo! All right, let's start out in Alva, man. We got a disabled vehicle at Joel Boulevard and Palm Beach Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that there. Bonita Springs, we got a hit and run, Old 41 and Bonita Beach Road, so check out that as well.
Check it out.
And North Fort Myers, we got a crash. Shut up. North Fort Myers crashed, North Tamiami Trail and Pondella Road. And crash
New York Drive and Palm Beach Boulevard in Fort Myers. And to wrap it all up, we have another crash, no injuries, and the 10,000 block of Intercom Drive right in front of DMP Automotive Solutions. That'll do traffic. Another update, 3 minutes.
Thank you, Waterman. Rusty's in Estero. Go over there right now. 4 till 10 p.m. You go and make a donation. All proceeds from 4 to 10 p.m. over at Rusty's in Estero will be donated to the GoFundMe account for Officer Adam Jobbers Miller, who lost his life earlier this month. You go and get yourself a Thin Blue Line Rusty's mug for $10. Goes to the charity. Thin Blue Line USA bracelet, $5. $13 for both of them. And again, over at Rusty's in Estero, 4 to 10 p.m., so now till 10 p.m., 100% of the proceeds will be donated. Always happy to take your calls. You know that. Ahoy!
Hey, Stan.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Oh, you don't even remember me, do you?
I sure do remember you. I remember you. You're Paul.
Yeah, it is Paul.
Hey, Paul, you still over in Lehigh?
Oh yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here in my house in Lehigh.
Uh huh.
And I'm still doing good.
Good.
I still got my chair.
Good.
And I like to take my chair out, go around Lehigh Acres, so I can say, you know, hello, have a good day to all my fans.
You know, that was the thing, because you used to come on the show, Paul, and people would hear you and see you going around in that chair of yours, and you had a good batch of fans.
Yeah, I had a lot of real good fans, and then for a while I wasn't allowed to have no fans because my sister would be real mean to me, and she'd try and hide my phone, but it's okay now, because now she knows everything's all good. I hope she don't hear me talking on the radio, though, because she don't like it.
Are you anywhere near your sister right now?
No, I think my sister, she went to the donut store.
Okay, all right, so you're by yourself right now listening to the show, Paul. Your fans can go and hear it again. Well, what's going on? Listening to the show all day? Anything you like to talk about?
Oh, yeah, it is my favorite time of day because I get to, at 4 o'clock, I get to turn on the air conditioner.
Wait a second. You don't get to turn the air conditioner on before 4?
No, I'm only allowed to run a certain time of day. And so I know when it's time for the 4 o'clock buffer, I get to turn on my window unit and it gets to run until...
That's great.
Haney's done with the news.
Okay, all right. You know,
so I like to make, I like to have a good time, and I take my shirt off at 4 o'clock and turn on the air conditioner.
So I guess we're all good and comfortable right now, Paul. And all, you want any particular fans you want to say hi to? You got their names, people that know you want to say hi to anybody?
Oh, well, I got a lot of fans, but I want to first of all say that my favorite fan, my fan of the week, that's Nick.
Nick? Where Nick live near you?
Oh, everybody in Lehigh knows who Nick is. That's all you got to do is say Nick's a friend of mine and everything gets taken care of.
Okay, so say a big hi to one of your fans, Nick, there today.
Yeah, because... I was cruising around, you know, and somehow I got a sand spur at the bottom of my foot.
Uh-huh.
And I was riding around my chair, and I couldn't reach it. And Nick took a look at it, and he said, you know what, we better get that sand spur out of there. Paul, you might end up, it's already infected. Better get that taken care of. So then I had to call an ambulance and go to the hospital.
Okay, and they you're all checked out, and you want to thank your fans for helping you out.
Yeah, I want to thank my fans, and I want to thank the nurses at the hospital who made sure that, you know, I got the good food, and it was a nice little vacation.
Good. At the taxpayers' dime.
That was the first time being in the hospital. It's the first time I had steak to eat in a long time.
Okay.
I love steak. I love a Salisbury steak and mashed potatoes.
You sure you didn't go to the hospital on the taxpayers' dime to get more painkillers there, Paul?
Oh, I take what they give me.
You know,
but they seem like they really cracking down now.
Really? Got to go to a different hospital?
Well, sometimes it depends on who's working that day. There's one doctor, he's pretty good.
Fan of yours?
Well, I hope you'll be a fan.
Okay, look, Paul.
But you
Paul,
know what is it? Sometimes when it's a doctor, you don't want them to be a fan because then they say that they got a conflict of interest.
Yeah, you know it's D Train's last day here today.
Yeah, I heard about that, and I'm very sad to hear about that. And I think you are making a terrible mistake. And I just want to let everybody know if D-Train needed a new job, he can come produce my show for my fans.
You hiring, Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah, you come on out to Lehigh and we'll make a show.
What kind of show do you got, Paul?
Well, the show I'm doing right now.
You're just a caller into the radios. You're not doing a show, Paul. You're just calling in.
Yeah, well, I think you might have got the wrong idea somewhere along the line because I got a lot of fans.
And you want D-Train to produce? What are you going to pay him?
Well, it'd be good exposure for him.
I got other commitments, Paul.
He can't do it, Paul. He can't do it.
Well, I thought D-Train was smarter than that, and, you know.
Do you even know you're calling on the phone? Do you think just by talking into the phone that everybody's going to hear you? You got to call into a radio station like you're doing now, and you're just a caller. It's not a show, Paul. You're not going to have D-Train producing your show.
Yeah, well, I figure a fan can do it, I can do it too.
What would my key role be, Paul? Keeping your phone charged?
Well, yeah, you keep the phone charged, make sure I got plenty of ice cream.
Check your bag.
No, I got other obligations, Paul, but thanks.
No, I'd take care of my own bag.
Okay.
All I got to do is take it out.
Dump it.
Yeah, you got to take it out. Maybe, you know, if you want to be polite, try and make sure it's by a storm drain. Sometimes I make a mistake, though.
What happens?
People get mad.
You know, you're going to listen to the radio tomorrow night because Dave the Waterman's got his own radio show. He's got a real radio show. He's going to be in the studio broadcasting, not just on the phone. He's going to be broadcasting.
Well, as a matter of fact, yeah, I want to be tuning into that, and I might even have my fan turn into that because I'm a world number one Dave Waterman fan because I like it when he says woo.
Give him a woo.
Yeah, you like that,
yeah,
Paul.
That's what I like.
Woo woo.
Yeah, you do that all night long, you'd be number one.
Go ahead. Hey, Paul, give him a woo back.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's go woo you.
Yeah, woo.
Come on, Paul. Woo!
Woo!
Come on, Paul. From the gut. I mean, I know you're in that chair. Come on,
no,
from the
I
gut.
Can't, I can't do it harder than that and make my bag leak.
So you're gonna be tuning in then tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm going to be tuning in, and I want to let all my fans know they should tune in, too, because Dave is number one in woo.
Go ahead, Dave.
Woo! Come on, give me one.
Yeah, that's my favorite stuff, and I like how he talk all the time that he's stoked.
he's stoked. Yep. Are you going to call into his show?
Well, I would be honored to call into his show, and then it can merge with my show, and his fans become my fans, and vice versa.
It could be the Waterman and Paul show.
Looking forward to you calling in, Paul.
Well, yeah, but last week I listened to the first episode of the Dave Waterman World show.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear nobody on the telephone, so I didn't bother to call in.
Yeah, and there were no calls.
Don't worry about that, Paul. Be some call.
Would you like to come down to the studio while he's doing the show?
Well, I would love that.
Okay.
I don't know if I can get there.
Well, you got them transportation issues.
Yeah, you can. You can't. Can't you find somebody to drive you down here?
Dave's got a van. He can pick you up.
Dave can pick you up.
Come on, guys.
It's good that it's a van, but it's got to be a special van. A lot of them have happy face smiles on them because it means they got a ramp or a lift.
He's got a dolly and a piece of plywood.
Yeah, he'll lift you up in there. Then you can sit in with him and say hi to all your fans.
Well, I could ride that way. The other way that I like to ride, but I can only do it at certain times, depending on who's driving the bus route that day, is where they put the bike rack on the front of the bus. Sometimes they'll put my chair there.
Oh, okay. Will you try to come on down Saturday?
Well, if I could figure out a way, maybe if there's a hospital nearby, I can call an ambulance.
Yeah, and I'm quite sure that if you come on down, Dave will order you a pizza.
Yeah, man. Don't forget your prescriptions.
Dave don't have to order no pizza because I can get him anything he wants for free.
That's true. He just calls up any place around.
He does.
And Paul gets what he wants because he's got a lot of fans out there.
Oh, yeah, my fan, and sometimes I don't even know they're my fan until I get on the phone and I act, I act a little retarded and a little bit stupid, and then I tell them I'm disabled and I don't care if your restaurant delivers or not, I need you to bring it to me right now, and most times, sometimes people will.
You got it. Yeah, that's right. Paul and all his fans.
What a great guy.
Yeah, great guy. He's going to be there for you. What are you going to do if he comes knocking at the door?
I'm going to let him on in, brother. What do you think? It's Paul.
Really?
He's a superstar.
Are people that aren't a part of the radio station supposed to be here on a Saturday night, like at 10 o'clock at night? I don't think so. Right?
Neither is that liquor bottle over there.
Yep. You want a poll?
No.
We'll be back.
Ladies and gentlemen,
one of the greatest novelties,
a fabulous boy prodigy,
the most amazing of all the chimp acts that have ever come to show business.
He said, as you recall, everybody remembers this one. Here's an act that'll scare the life out of you. From China. He's been in India. He's been all over the world.
Just back from Las Vegas, the Italian Casanova.
A Texas friend of mine, my handsome Italian paisano, today's greatest living American.
Here's the man I invited to Christmas dinner.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition, quitting time for a lot of you. You're hitting the road now. You're heading home, having maybe some dinner, going out for maybe a cold one, getting ready for the weekend, and your pal Stan and Haney right here with you.
Boy, that was very descriptive.
Yeah, I mean, you get out of, I know a lot of people, that 5 o'clock comes, let's get out of here, it's Friday.
And today is D-Train's last official day as producer.
Yep.
He's still our buddy, he's still our pal, he'll be around sometimes, but he's actually got to do grown-up things now.
Yeah, the fun and games are over with.
I really wish that if I could do one thing, if it was in my power, I would do it.
Yeah.
Only because of the respect I have for him. I would bring chipmunks to Florida.
I appreciate that.
You know, don't have a chipmunk in Florida.
And that's all he wants.
That's all I want.
Man, I remember as a kid growing up in the Northeast, the chipmunks all over the place. Cute little things.
By bringing those damn boa constrictors down here, bring some chipmunks.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of that, Dave.
Yeah, what's up?
I think you first of all, owe D-Train a lot of gratitude and debt
to
allowing you to succeed like you have. And he had one last thing. He went and he disappeared for a while. He was gone for a good 10, 15 minutes, and he wanted to do this for you.
What?
Zito on the dunce cam, making you look foolish and all that.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't complete. So he made you this.
What do we got?
There it is. There it is. He made that for you.
Look at the craftsmanship at that.
Let's see if it fits. Come on.
Let's see.
It's made with love. Let's go ahead. Try the dunce cap on. Okay. We're streaming it right there.
That is a beauty.
See how that fits on. See how it fits on your head.
It's computer paper, just like you like.
Yeah,
that's
go ahead.
It's quality.
Put
it's
that
quality.
Baby on. Oh, yeah.
What do you think now, boys? Is that looking good or what?
Go ahead, take a seat.
Yeah, take a seat over there in the corner. We got a second here.
You want to do it?
Yeah, I'll do it. Sit in the corner.
Well, I got things to do, too, so.
Sit in the corner.
Well, if I'm going to do that, it'll look cool.
Just listen. When people tell you to do something, you know, when people have told you in the past to do something, people that have your best interest in mind, you succeed. When you go and do it yourself, you fail.
You don't know that.
Oh,
well.
Yes, I do.
Sometimes when you go off script, Dave.
Yeah.
It happens.
Look at you.
Shut up, Stan.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
I'll handle this one.
All right.
Get some, son.
Yep. You going to use all those cliches tomorrow? Let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a hit and run. Slater Road. Right by the River Trails Mobile Home Park. All right. Let's see what else we have here. Then we got Fort Myers for you. Crash, North Tamiami Trail. Oh, this is still North Fort Myers. North Tamiami Trail, Pondella. One lane blocked at Pondella. Fort Myers. Crash. Intercom Drive at D&P Automotive Solutions. No injuries there. Also Fort Myers crash. 600 block of North Town and River Drive. And in Lehigh Acres, crash. Richmond Avenue North and East 6th Street. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. How do you feel over there? Close your mouth. Close your mouth, slack jaw.
I gotta go.
Mouth breather. Mark.
That's one of your biggest complaints with him is that he walks around with his mouth open.
Yeah. You know what? A person, obviously, when you see somebody for the first time, you make a judgment on them. Smart, dumb. You'll go up about 10, 15 points in your IQ if when you walk down the hallway, your jaw's not all slack. Somebody will say, you know what? That person's got a little bit of intelligence. The way you walk right now, jaw hanging. That's where it's most relaxed for you, too, isn't it?
Maybe I got a lot of nose hair, and I need to breathe through
what
my
mouth. What does that have to do with anything?
You got so much nose hair that it's choking off your ability
it's
to breathe through your nose?
It's causing a breathing
really?
Issue, maybe.
So for the last, I don't know, decade that you've been around.
I trim it, but it grows right back real fast, okay?
Slack-jawed.
Shut up, man. Hey, you know what? Why don't you try this on? I think it'll fit him very well, though.
Hey!
I'm tired. From News Headquarters, this is the Evening News with Dan Rather substituting for Walter Cronkite. And in Washington, Ike Pappas, Marvin Kalb, Bob Schieffer, Roger Mudd, Daniel Shore, Terry Drinkwater at Camp Pendleton, California, David Dick in Niceville, Florida, and Roy Karen
Niceville.
In Marshalltown, Iowa.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, August 10th.
Double M, XV, triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you did not know. Humans have chins.
Yes.
Nothing else has a chin.
Wait a second. Let's think about that for a second. Doesn't like a monkey have a chin, like a chimpanzee?
I guess it might look that way, but it's not really considered a chin. And there is a reason for that.
Oh, your dog doesn't have a chin. Cat doesn't have a chin.
And the reason for that is cooking. Hmm. We figured out how to cook food, making it soft. So they say we evolved away from big teeth, you know, your big buck teeth.
Yeah.
And strong jaws.
Your big canines.
Yep. So we've lost the ability to do harm, like a lot of the animals, it'll just rip your face right off.
Yeah. Absolute Law text line, why can't D-Train stay and Dave leave? In a perfect world.
Things never work out like that.
In a perfect world.
They never happen that way, do they?
Nope. Never the way you want them.
You know, we were talking off the air about travel, air travel, and how it can be quite unpleasant.
Yeah.
The TSA makes almost $1 million a year. $1 million just from the loose change people leave behind at security.
Oh, I believe it. You know, they put all your stuff in that tray, and when you go through that stuff, you're so rushed. Got to get the shoes back on, got to get your bags because they're being pushed down the roller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you got loose change in that. Ah, screw it.
Remember the last time that you and I traveled together? There was like an oil drum full of perfectly good lighters.
Yeah, because at that point in time, you know, everybody was all paranoid. You couldn't bring a lighter onto the plane. And so everybody who had their smokes and stuff had to toss their lighters into a bin. Somebody had the great idea outside the airport where, you know, where the cabs were and everything to leave the lighter, you know, a courtesy lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody had them.
Yep. But somebody's pocketing all that stuff.
Especially, can you imagine if you had a nice Zippo? Couldn't take it.
Oh, that would...
And then what are you going to do?
It would break your heart, yep, though. The band AC/DC has a very recognizable logo.
Mm-hmm.
And the AC/DC logo is based on the typesetting of the first book ever printed, the Gutenberg Bible. And the guy who created AC/DC's logo was paid a one-time fee. Did not receive any royalties. Mm. Turns out he's pretty good at logos. He's done logos for Pepsi and Time magazine as well.
Oh, it is. I had a I had a custom-made Zippo that I had just received as a gift, taken from me in Orlando at the airport.
Hmm. Somebody's got it, and it ain't you.
Yeah, somebody's using it. You know darn well. End of the day, they divvy up the spoils. Who do you want? Who wants this? Look at this. That's a nice lighter. That's also, I think there's big business in unclaimed luggage.
Oh, that's huge business. Yeah. You know the old job interview trick when they ask you, what is your greatest weakness? And then you half-heartedly say, well, I come in too early, I stay too late, I work too hard, I care too much.
Yeah.
A new study out of London has found it is very bad for your career if you work too hard.
Well, just ask Dave.
Yeah, he busts his ass. Yeah.
They asked me that question, and I look, I'm too damn nice. That's what my problem is.
Well, that's obvious.
My greatest weakness.
Obvious, yes.
Too damn nice.
My greatest weakness is that I'm not aware of what my greatest weakness is.
Right.
If I could ever find out.
And that's why he took full advantage of you. That's why Dave takes full advantage of you.
If I could ever find out what my greatest weakness is, I'd do something about it.
Yeah. I try to remind you. What are you doing that for, Haney? Oh, come on. Even Junior said the other day, he goes, he saw everything's going on. I think it was last week when he was just started training, just getting to know us all. He goes, one thing I noticed. I said, what's that? Haney's got a little bit of a soft spot for that Dave. I said, he does. That's his weakness.
Well, there's nobody looking out for him. Somebody's got to look
He's
out for him.
He's a grown adult. He can look out for himself.
Well, you only say that
Ain't
because...
Ain't nobody looking out for me.
Well, you say that because you're too nice.
Well, that's true. That's true. I'm a very nice guy.
You're too nice.
Too nice. That's my weakness.
Yeah. If I ever find out what my weakness is, man, I'm going to fix it.
Yeah.
Researchers found that when people were too intense at their job and put in extra long hours, they wound up all stressed out and fatigued, and their work sucked. In other words, whatever you may gain by kissing your boss's ass and working hard is wrecked by the fact that your results aren't any good.
Okay, all right. I think we need doing your normal work is putting in an 8-hour day. Not saying I'm working too hard after 3 hours or 4 hours. This is pertains to people that put in 12, 14 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, and he's sitting there, you know, nodding his head during the headlines when you said, yes, right. He doesn't do anything.
But again, you only say that because of your weakness, which is you're too nice.
I'm too nice. I don't call them on it.
And if we ever figure out what the hell my weakness is.
Yeah, well, I know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
What is it?
I told you what it is.
Am I too nice too?
You are too.
Or am I too mean?
You can be mean. I think by giving him all this rope and having that soft spot for him.
It's almost cruel, isn't it?
It's cruelty. It's cruelty. You got to, quick, make it quick. You just let it linger on. It's okay, Dave. Let me give you some money. Let me go and drive you here. Let me go and give you this guitar that you're never going to get see again.
Well, at least he's playing it.
Is he?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Well, because he just recorded a song with it, a big hit song.
That was like 3-4 months ago.
What is my weakness? What is my greatest weakness?
You know, you care too damn much.
I wish it was just that I was too nice.
Yeah, it'd be easy. You could live with it. Because yeah. I can look myself in the mirror and say that.
Yeah.
You know what, Stan? You dog, you're too damn nice.
Yep. And then you can go about your day, but yeah. I'm yeah. looking in the mirror yeah. and going,
yeah. What is it?
You care too much. It's going to destroy you.
Yeah.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, an elderly couple in St. Louis received a disturbing call this week from a man who claimed he was a lawyer in New York, informing them that their grandson had been involved in a serious accident.
Here we go.
This New York lawyer told the grandparents he needed them to send cash through FedEx. The lawyer even went so far as to put someone on the phone who sounded vaguely like their grandson, though must have been horribly mutilated. The whole thing was a scam. The most common name for it is the grandparent scam.
Mm-hmm.
Scammers target older people, find out who their grandkids are by searching online. And, of course, the grandkids are all over the social media, yep. Easy enough. And then they use that information to steal money. But in this case, the owner of a courier service in St. Louis managed to put a stop to it. Nick Kirkow owns a place called On Time Express Courier and Delivery that was hired to go and pick up an envelope of cash from the grandparents.
Jeez. Helen! Helen! Stuff it in the envelope! An envelope of cash. Let's call the courier service. We've got the cash in an envelope.
All taken care of. When Nick looked up the mailing address, he easily saw it was going to an apartment in the Bronx and not a law office in New York. So he got suspicious. He notified the police, who were able to confirm that the grandchild in question was fine and had not been in some horrific accident. And thanks to Nick the courier, he saved them a lot of money. It turns out the envelope they were trying to mail was stuffed with over 15 grand in cash.
15 grand. They cleaned out a bank account there, didn't they? Get it in cash.
Nick said he felt a moral obligation in this case to try and protect his customers.
What do you got there, Jeff? We're working on Dave's
little housekeeping. It looks like
get him color coding Dave's log so he knows when to talk.
I am not kidding. I am not kidding you. Now let me explain something. He is making.
You're using color codes.
He is using highlighters
of varying colors,
bright colors, so that Dave will know what to do. Because if you look at the regular log, it tells you what to do, but there's nothing that jumps out at you.
And you have to read
chance.
It.
This is our best chance to win.
Well, as we've said, when it comes to Dave, it takes a village, doesn't it? We're all looking out for him.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's Zito's weakness, too. He's too damn nice.
Yeah. And I care too much.
Yeah. You are really taking time to do this. I am so impressed. You want him to succeed.
I'm giving him every opportunity to prove me wrong. Almost like a head start. You want him to win.
Yeah.
He's not looking for a handout, just a hand. And a Dave is a terrible thing to waste.
Oh, I'll debate that.
Doing these news stories, I always find it fascinating getting down to that moment where they think it would be a good idea to blank.
Mm-hmm.
Endlessly fascinating.
Yep.
When you take a step back, look at it with an open mind and go, okay, maybe somebody had a reason for this.
Right.
Well, let's find out.
Yeah, let's see the thought process.
Your Japanese hibachi-style restaurants are exciting enough on their own.
They sure are. The way they work with the flame and the
flying
shrimp.
Cut up onions,
yeah.
Pour an oil,
yep.
Turn it into a volcano.
Yeah.
What's going on out there?
They just had to choose to have a conversation out in the hallway.
Well, there's a 24-year-old gent named James Jordan in Clearwater. And he was at a Japanese hibachi style restaurant Sunday night.
So much fun.
When apparently he came to the conclusion it would be a good idea, his best course of action would be to strip down nude and begin, according to the police report, to, quote, dance erotically in front of a woman. We know how they love that.
Yeah, that's what they love. They love looking at the male genitalia.
Mm-hmm. Especially when it's being danced erotically in front of them. I don't think it went according to his plan, because when the lady's husband told him to go away...
Oh, my husband's right there.
James began yelling and threatening to fight him. The police arrived and removed him, charged with disorderly conduct.
There he is. Dave would be friends with him. They looked like they'd hang out. Couple of Broheims.
You think they got their meal comped?
D-train right down to the point of the matter.
Yeah, well, because, and I bet you they did.
Yeah, and if they didn't, D-train's on his way to the Yelp page right now.
Start posting stuff.
My wife was accosted by a nude man, and I still had to pay for my sushi.
Oh, here, I got to hit your deal.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, an unidentified man in North Platte, Nebraska, flipped his car early Wednesday morning and fled the scene. He had someone pick him up, then called 911, but advised the operator he didn't want to talk to the police. As a matter of fact, he threatened to attack them if they tried to find him. But they tracked him down anyway and pulled him over. That's when the man jumped out of the car, picked up a frog, and took it hostage. He would not respond to commands and began throwing trash at a police officer, so they had to tase him to get him into custody. It's not clear what charges he's facing, but they do suspect drugs and/or alcohol may have been a factor. The good news in all of it, the frog is unhurt.
Oh, that is good news.
And that's the news for today, Friday, August 10th.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Thank you, Mark. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. You know what? You care too much.
You're too nice.
Thank you, buddy. We'll be back.
To be a true champion, you need pride, vision, and perseverance. You need these same qualities to be a moderately successful afternoon FM talk show.
Moderately.
Do you really expect people to believe this?
Hope for the best.
Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Roger Marley, going to be in at 6 o'clock, take you through your evening. This gentleman is going to be hosting his own show from 8 till midnight on Saturday, tomorrow. And he's going to show you how sharp he is by doing traffic right now.
That's it, Stan.
Now. K-Rock traffic.
All right, all right, all right, everybody. Quitting time. Woo! Come on. Come on, brother.
Do traffic.
Woo! Come on, give me one wheel.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Damn, Paul. All right, Lehigh Acres, ongoing crash, Richmond Avenue North and East 6th Street. So be on the lookout.
Ongoing crash? How long does it take for a crash?
Well, apparently, they've, you know, a lot of cleanup. I worked in the tow business, brother.
Woo.
And sometimes there's a lot of debris.
But when you say an ongoing crash, it sounds like it's still happening.
Well, there's just a lot of debris. They're cleaning that one
up. Do traffic.
All right, North Fort Myers. All right, we've got a crash on Slater Road right in front of the River Trails Mobile Home Park. North Fort Myers, another crash. 41 northbound, the left lane's blocked at Pondella, and disabled vehicle I-75 southbound Daniels Parkway. You're up to date. You! Forget about Randy.
Oh, that goes without saying.
Well, you didn't say it.
No, we're all concentrating on you.
Once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
So excited to be here right now because everybody I went to high school with is getting married and having kids on Facebook, probably in real life too, but who cares? And I'm not saying I don't want to get married. I do. I just know I'm not ready yet. Sometimes I think I'm ready. I see the posts. I feel the emptiness. Like, I want to be married. But then I eat bread and I feel so much better. Some carbs almost ruined my life. Like, that was a close one. You think you need to get married, just slam a sleeve of Ritz crackers first. Make sure that's not what you need. If that doesn't work, lie under some warm laundry for an hour. It feels like being loved unconditionally. I want to have kids too, but I'm afraid, because as far as I can tell, you do not get to pick. You just go to the hospital in pain. A few hours later, they're like, this is what came out of you. And you're like, really? And they're like, yeah, no tradesies. And they're not cute right away. Have you seen a newborn recently? It's disgusting. It's all purple and wrinkly. Like, congratulations, it's a raisin. Look at that. And then we all have to lie to new parents, like, oh, he's really handsome. Oh, she's beautiful. I'm bad at it. I'm like, oh, that has potential.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we'll be back here on Monday, 2 o'clock. I urge everybody to tune into A Train Wreck from 8 till midnight tomorrow night. The special, there wasn't supposed to be one, Waterman's World, Saturday, 8 to midnight. It's great entertainment. We leave you now with this. Ahoy!
Hey, Stan.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Oh, you don't even remember me, do you?
I sure do remember you. I remember you. You're Paul.
Yeah, it is Paul.
Hey, Paul, you still over in Lehigh?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here in my house in Lehigh.
Uh huh.
And I'm still doing good.
I still
got my chair.
Good.
And I like to take my chair out, go around Lehigh Acres, so I can say, you know, hello, have a good day to all my fans.
You know, that was the thing, because you used to come on the show, Paul, and people would hear you and see you going around in that chair of yours, and you had a good batch of fans.
Yeah, I had a lot of real good fans, and then for a while I wasn't allowed to have no fans because my sister would be real mean to me, and she'd try and hide my phone, but it's okay now, because now she knows everything's all good. I hope she don't hear me talking on the radio, though, because she don't like it.
Oh, he's got a real radio show. He's going to be in the studio broadcasting, not just on the phone. He's going to be broadcasting.
Well, as a matter of fact, yeah, I want to be tuning into that, and I might even have my fan turn into that, because I'm a world number one Dave Waterman fan, because I like it when he says woo.
You got a fan, right?
I appreciate that.
Give him a woo.
Woo!
Yeah, you like that, Paul.
That's what I like.
Woo-woo!
Yeah, you do that all night long, you'd be number one.
Go ahead. Hey, Paul, give him a woo back.
Yeah, let's hear
it. Let's go woo you.
Yeah, woo.
Come on, Paul. Woo!
Woo!
Come on, Paul. From the gut.
I mean, I know
you're in that chair. Come on,
no,
from the gut.
I can't do it harder than that and make my bag leak.
So you're gonna be tuning in then tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm going to be tuning in, and I want to let all my fans know they should tune in, too, because Dave is number one in woo.
Go ahead, Dave.
Woo! Come on, give me one.
Yeah, that's my favorite stuff, and I like how he talk all the time that he's stoked.
Stoked. Yep. Are you going to call into his show?
Well, I would be honored to call into his show, and then it can merge with my show, and his fans become my fans, and vice versa.
It could be the Waterman and Paul show.
Looking forward to you calling in, Paul.
Well, yeah, but I was last week. I listened to the first episode of the Dave Waterman World Show.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear nobody on the telephone, so I didn't bother to call in.
Yeah, and there were no calls.
Don't worry about that, Paul.
Some call. Would you like to come down to the studio while he's doing the show?
Well, I would love that.
Okay.
I don't know if I can get there.
Well, you got them transportation issues.
Yeah, you can. You can't. Can't you find somebody to drive you down here?
Dave's got a van. He can pick you up.
Dave can pick you up.
Come on, guys.
It's good that it's a van, but it's got to be a special van. A lot of them have happy face smiles on them because it means they got a ramp or a lift.
He's got a dolly and a piece of plywood.
Yeah, he'll lift you up in there. Then you can sit in with him and say hi to all your fans.
Well, I could ride that way. The other way that I like to ride, but I can only do it at certain times, depending on who's driving the bus route that day, is where they put the bike rack on the front of the bus. Sometimes they'll put my chair there.
Oh, okay. Will you try to come on down Saturday?
Well, if I can figure out a way, maybe if there's a hospital nearby, I can call an ambulance.
Yeah, and I'm quite sure that if you come on down, Dave will order you a pizza.
Yeah, man. Don't forget your prescriptions.
Dave don't have to order no pizza because I can get him anything he wants for free.
That's true. He just calls up any place around.
He does.
And Paul gets what he wants because he's got a lot of fans out there.
Oh, yeah, my fan, and sometimes I don't even know they're my fan until I get on the phone and I act, I act a little retarded and a little bit stupid, and then I tell them I'm disabled and I don't care if your restaurant delivers or not. I need you to bring it to me right now, and most times, sometimes people will.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.